Blog Talk Radio.
In a world of fake everything, one thing that's hard to find is real Christian people. They're out there, and we just happen to know a few. Sit back, relax, as I, Red Words Lou, interview Christians just like us.
Hey everybody, it's your host, Red Words Lou, for Christians Like Us. How's everybody doing this afternoon? We just got done doing 2 hours a little while ago. We did our daily reading, and we did a sermon by Charles Spurgeon, which was really good. And just so everyone knows, we're pre-recording this because our guest has some commitments later on, and this is when she could do it. So we're blessed to be able to do that. So we're not live. You can't call in. Just figured I'd say that. So anyways, our guest is Kim from Florida. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring her right on in, and we're going to get on going here. So hold on 1 second. Hey, Kim, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
All right. How you doing?
Good. Very good, actually.
Yeah. How's the weather down there?
Oh, I was actually just outside. It's pretty warm.
Like
the humidity's
shorts?
Coming back.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Well, it's,
I mean,
Florida.
This is why I like South Florida, okay?
So you're in Southern.
Yeah.
You're in the Southern?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Naples. She lived down there for about 15 years. And I remember I went down there one February. It was snowing up here and everything. And I got down there. It was hot as hell, man. it was humid. Yeah.
Naples is actually north and west of me. It's all the way to the other coast.
North
Naples.
And west.
Yeah, because I'm I'm on the east coast.
All right, so like Fort Lauderdale, lower than that probably, right?
I'm actually before Fort Lauderdale.
Before Fort Lauderdale. Okay, so I got an idea.
Yeah, my daughter lives out in Fort Lauderdale. It takes me about 30 minutes to get to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad.
No.
They have wide highways.
Yeah, 5-lane highway, yeah.
Yeah, not like where I live, where you have 2 lanes.
Yeah,
but anyways.
They're actually increasing it to 6 right now.
Oh, wow, is there that many people down
there?
Oh,
it's crazy. It's
really
crazy. Oh,
oh man.
Yeah, because you got to watch. They come from everywhere.
Yeah.
They come up from behind. You can go across all 5 lanes of traffic and be shooting up the side of you when you're trying to go into the left-hand lane. It's crazy.
That's sort of like driving in Boston. Who knows? You probably got a lot of people from Boston down there, you know?
It's insane. When I get all the way to the left-hand lane, as long as it's not during rush hour, because then you need to have more than one person in the vehicle, you know, in the car.
Right.
But I get all the way to the left, and I stay there because that's the safest place to be.
It seems like it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, safe travels to you. Pray for God's travel and grace to be on you, and so you can survive the Florida traffic.
Yeah, I don't do much of it, okay? I stay home.
Yeah, that's sort of like us here on the Cape in the summertime. Once the kids get out of school for 2 or 3 months, it turns from sort of Sleepy Hollow to, I don't know, hotel hell. It's just, it just goes berserk here. Yeah, very dangerous.
And at this time, it's our season.
Because
everybody flies, you know, they're here. The snowbirds, they're here.
Yep.
So it's even worse.
Right.
It's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, feel your pain, but right now, no pain for me. Everyone's sort of out of here, so it's good times, you know. It's really nice and quiet, which is awesome.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I know. That's what we all say, you know. Can't wait till school starts. Go. They used to put banners on the bridges here on the highway, And it would say, you know, thanks for coming, but don't come back, blah, blah, blah. People putting all the signs and everything, wishing them well, you know. And it used to be fun. Now they don't really do that anymore. But, you know, back when we were growing up, things were a lot different. You were allowed to have a little more fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot more fun. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
A lot more fun, Lou. But today, you know, I thought I was bad. I thought I was a bad kid. Things that the kids do today don't touch, don't even come close to what I thought was bad. Okay, it's a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was like the rotten egg. I was the worst of the worst. And what I see going on right now, because, you know, I got two teenage daughters that are here also in the house, my stepdaughters. And what they come home and they're telling me, and trust me, they're no saints.
That goes on in the school. Yeah.
That goes on in the school. Outside
it's
the school.
Insane. You know, insane. Yeah. It makes me look like an angel, okay? And
right,
I was bad.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it sort of took the edge of hell off of me. Like, I was just like sort of a young hellion. These kids today, man, and you and I both know it's how they're being indoctrinated by television and you know,
schools
and programs.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everything that's out there, you know, and it's for
that.
A purpose, you know, it's so they can control them. Which it doesn't seem right because they're uncontrollable, they're rebellious. But I think in all of the rebellion, it will set the stage for them to fall under control eventually.
Yeah,
you know?
Unfortunately. Yeah. Father's revealing so much to me again lately, it's overwhelming. And it puts me in a frame of mind that I would like to go and take care of the issue now.
Exactly.
I know it's all in Father's time, and I know that all this that is going on and how deceived we are, Lou, you have no idea what Father's revealing to me.
I've seen
it'll
on,
eventually come out.
Tina's page there, the stuff that you were doing. And, you know, but there's always more than what's on the surface far as me looking. God just pulls it back, pulls the curtain back and says, here it is, man. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And it's like, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because now I'm being revealed more. It can all be wound up being linked together.
Yeah.
Okay. So. It can all go together. It's just so overwhelming. I can't even take it in.
And you may have to do it in small portions.
There's not enough time. You know what I mean?
I know.
To really get the knowledge of it. There's not enough time. And it's like, I'm like, Father has to do something here with my brain.
Wow.
Because I need to be a walking encyclopedia. Okay.
I pray for that healing, man.
I need to be, and it doesn't. My mind doesn't, you know, doesn't work that way.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, you know. At least for me, I mean, I had an injury, and you know, I lost everything, and everything's been restored unto me. You know, little speech impediment here or there, but praise God. You know, but I also have age on my side, too, so that's sort of bringing me down. But it's okay.
Well, yeah, I'll be 56 coming up here.
You're a little older than I am, a couple of years anyways. But
yeah.
All right, well, hey, so you're down in Florida. Is Florida the only place that you've ever lived, or did you live somewhere else in the country?
New York.
I sense a somewhat of a little bit of an accent there, you know, as far as, yeah, so that makes sense. So when did you move down to Florida?
Over 30 years ago.
Yeah?
I don't remember the exact year. Let's see. Let me think here. 81. Jennifer was born in 85. So my daughter Jennifer was 8 weeks old when I moved down here. So it was in 85.
Yeah, 85. Yeah, that's when
my son was born. No, my daughter was born in 85. My son in 87. So the same age, I guess.
But, yeah, my second daughter. That's my second daughter. My first daughter is 4 years older, so.
Uh-huh.
I started young, though, okay?
Yeah, yeah, well, hey, I did
I was
too.
18
I
had my oldest. Yeah, I was
18. I was
18 so.
In high school, and my wife was pregnant. I was the only married kid and student in school. But, hey, it all worked out. It really did. So
hey, at least
you
were married, okay?
Yeah, I was. Well, you know, I had gotten saved.
I wasn't. I thank God I never got married to him, okay?
Yeah. Well,
I thank God I never married that man.
There's blessings. There's blessings, and when things don't happen, we can be forgiven, but who wants to be stuck, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. So you moved down to Florida, and okay, so you're like me, you're hell on wheels and so on and so forth, and so with God, okay, how did that start playing in your life? Is that why you went from being sort of a rebellious kid and then you changed, or was it just certain circumstances? And you don't have to say things if you don't want to, you know. But just to give an idea to the listeners, you know, what was going on in your earlier years.
My life story could be a book. I could write a book. it was the opposite. My hellion years was in New York. It was growing up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a family, like everybody else, that was very dysfunctional.
Yeah.
I never knew my real father.
Okay.
My stepfather came into my life when I was about 5. He was an alcoholic.
Okay.
So that didn't lead to a very good childhood.
Right.
Very bad childhood, young childhood. As years went by, I don't know, I guess I was about, we used to go to a Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Methodist. I was actually
mm-hmm.
confirmed and all that. So that's about the age of 12.
Okay.
The age of 12, we went to a Pentecostal church.
Okay.
And that was the time that I accepted Jesus.
All right.
And I got very involved with the church. I even babysat the pastor's kids. I was very involved with the church. Very.
No, that's and as a... That's... Teenager, like 14, 15, around there or so?
12, 13,
okay.
14. I was there for a few years.
Okay.
So I sang in the choir. I did some teaching with the little kids and all that. I mean, really, really involved.
Uh-huh.
This is good. This is not good. It's not good. What happened was I was babysitting the children.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where the two oldest ones went. The little baby, you know, I had to put to bed and stuff. Well, they
right.
went up to the parents' bedroom and found them in there. They had the TV on.
Okay.
And the first time in my life, I saw an X-rated movie.
Oh, boy.
And these are the little kids watching it in the pastor's bedroom.
Yep.
I was shocked. I was like, what are you doing? Get out of here. Get out of here now.
Right.
Now, one thing they always preached on the pulpit was that you aren't supposed to be watching these things.
Exactly. Especially a Pentecostal church, I mean.
Yeah. So I was like, get downstairs. I said, your baby brother's sleeping. I don't want you to wake him up.
Right.
And then they proceeded to start asking me all these questions about sex, telling me stuff that they're learning in school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was so young, and I just couldn't believe what they were saying. So I called my neighbor that lived upstairs from me, because I babysat her kids too.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her what was going on. She said, tell them to speak to their parents. I said, I did, but they won't shut up. Send them to bed. I told her, I did. So needless to say, the next day they go to their parents and they talk to their parents. Well, I told my mom everything.
Yeah.
And we went to church and we sat down. And Pastor Benny and Peggy came walking down off the pulpit in front of the whole congregation, told the whole congregation that I was a child molester.
That's a what?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now my mom was in shock. I was in shock. Because they didn't want anybody knowing what they were doing, what they were watching. They were covering
right.
it all up and blamed
yeah,
me.
And making you look like you're incompetent. So if you said anything, no one would believe.
I'm a child molester. I'm a child molester. That's what I was.
Yeah.
And needless to say, out of the church I went.
Absolutely. I would have
too. That was the last time. That was the last time I was ever able to belong to a church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From that point, my rebellion went out of control. That's
right.
when I started getting into drinking and drugs and everything. Yeah, they lost the church shortly after. They lost
Good.
The church. And they apologized, but it still changed the direction I headed in.
Right. There's a lot of mistrust that comes when you're seeing somewhat of an authority or authoritative figure that's not even abiding by their own rules. And, you know, I don't know. For me, if I were to see that, I would have been like, oh, what's the sense? I'm going balls to the wall doing whatever I want, you know? But being called a molester.
Yeah. I never turned my back on Jesus. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Praise Jesus,
man. But I walked
man.
Away. I had no respect for any adult.
Okay.
Zero. That was it. It was done. It mm-hmm. was over. I lost total respect for my father because he also tried to molest me.
Oh, God.
And then he's denying, yeah, and he was denying it in front of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to build it up within me to come out there. And first time did I ever say the F word to my father, okay? I called him an effing liar to his face in front of my mother.
Now, is that your
and
stepdad or your regular father?
Yeah, I didn't know
okay.
my dad. I didn't know my real dad.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry.
That's an all other story.
That's okay.
So, you know, lost respect there. Lost respect for my mom for allowing him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lost respect for all adults. And, of course, I left home when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I was gone. That was it. I was done. I didn't care. I was gone. And, you know, I get hooked up with whatever. A lot of things happened there.
Yeah.
I didn't do any stealing. I didn't do any stealing and stuff. He did.
Yeah, well.
My daughter's father did.
Yeah.
He actually pushed me from a three-story building when I was 9 months pregnant.
Holy crap. On purpose,
oh, yeah.
I take it, right?
Yeah. Well, he wanted me to go down the fire extinguisher because we weren't supposed to be up there on at the YMCA at our friend's place. Nobody's supposed to go in their rooms. And we went up the fire escape, and somebody was coming. So he said the fastest way is to slide down the ladder. I said, what? And the next thing you know, he pushes me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I fell three stories.
Oh.
Right.
And you were pregnant.
Yeah. I tried to grab the ladder. I couldn't because I was going down so fast it hurt my hands so bad to try and grab onto anything. My legs were banging against it. I landed on my feet, fell back. My legs were bruised all on the inside. How I survived that? There's only one way I survived that.
Yeah, God's hand was there, the cushion, and carry you down.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I didn't get hurt really bad or anything.
No broken bones?
I had some bruises,
nothing.
But that's nothing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do I think about that? Of course not. You know, I'm like looking up, and he's looking down, and I'm like, what, are you nuts?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. It, you know, beside him beating me and everything else, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
the,
anyway.
The pregnancy was fine. This is your daughter, right? Your older one?
My oldest.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 30. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. She's 37 now. But, you know, I went through all that. I mean, there's plenty more, Lou. I could tell you things that you would unbelievable how I even survived my life.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. We're doing like we're skimming. We're skimming.
Right. But I said, never did I turn away from Jesus. Yes, I did have one foot in the world. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't pray. I didn't pray all the time. I didn't read the Bible anymore. I didn't do any of that.
But
Father,
you knew.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was there with me all the time.
Absolutely.
I knew if I went out and picked up a rock, he was underneath it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the knowledge that I know. You know, that's one thing the Catholics don't want you to know.
Right.
Okay. He's not in the building. He's not in the building.
Uh-huh.
And all the time I was, why can't I find, through my life, why can't I find, Father, why can't I find a church to go to? Why can't you send me to a church? I couldn't.
Yeah.
I did go into a church in New York because my mom went to the Massapequa Tabernacle. And my mom had gone back to church thinking that, oh, boy, she was like, well, you know, that I should go back to church and stuff. And I told my mother, I said, Mom, I haven't turned my back on Jesus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't need a church. I know he's with me.
Right.
And I went to the church. And what does the pastor do? Well, the pastor comes off the pulpit and comes to me with a word from Father. Okay? So... It wasn't bad, Lou. My mom thought it was bad.
Yeah.
Because he basically said exactly what I'm saying to you, that I have never turned from Jesus. Okay?
Okay.
And other things, and that I have a free spirit. So
okay.
my mom immediately took that as bad. So
right.
She had to go home and look it up. And she didn't tell me about it because I was visiting her. When I came back here and I called her, she says, Kim, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, okay. She was so worried too when I was going to church that I was going to wear something provocative because I used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
I learned about my inner woman, okay. And I used it because of how abused I was.
Right.
The inner woman is extremely powerful, okay? Extremely powerful. So my mom's like, I got to tell you something. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. And she's like, you know when he came down off the pulpit telling you all this stuff and he said that you never turned your back on Jesus and that you had a free spirit. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. And she goes, well, I thought free spirit was really, really bad. She goes, okay. So I had to go home and check it out. And I said, okay. She goes, it's the opposite. She goes, you have the same spirit Jesus had.
Right.
I'm like, see, Mom? I told you.
Amen.
It's fine. But, you know, Lou, I stayed in the world so long. Couldn't figure out why. Father would tell me things, like before 9/11 happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was moving from down south here, further up north to Loxahatchee. I was buying 5 1/4 acres.
Okay.
And before that happened, I hear it loud and clear that this year something so horrific is going to happen that it's going to turn your world upside down and backwards, and the world will never be the same.
Wow.
Now, I told my husband at that time that I was married to.
Yeah.
Okay, everything. And he was a demonstrative, controlling person. And I also told him that if he turned on me, that we were done.
Right.
Okay? So that was made clear. He wasn't religious. He didn't believe, you know, whatever. But I told him what I was told. 9 months later, 9/11 happened.
Holy smokes.
The Twin Towers went down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'm sitting there watching this, not even putting two and two together that
right.
I was told. Shortly after that, because he got demonstrative on me and controlling and caused fights every time he walked in the door with the kids, and it was so bad. So bad. I didn't even want to see the man's face anymore. It got that bad. I got a job, and all he cared about was the money. I was
okay.
A trophy and money to this man, okay? That's all I was. So he didn't care. He took me to I told him, I don't know if I'll ever get over this. I was supposed to be retired, and now I have to go back to work.
Right.
And I told him, but he took me to the interview, Lou. So that told me everything. Within 3 months, I was divorced. 3 months. I started working 2 weeks after 9/11. 2 weeks. And 3 months later, I was divorced.
Wow. Well.
That fast.
Well,
okay.
Well, like you said, you know, if it
still
you
don't
told
know.
Him.
Yeah, but still don't
yeah.
know what Father told me. Still have not put two and two together.
Okay.
Now I'm married to my husband, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a believer. He, no matter what I speak to him, it's going to take a miracle for this man to come to Jesus, because he's seen things happen in front of his face, and he still runs away. He runs away. And that's
people
fine.
Do.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I know.
It's his own free will.
Yeah. He thinks, you know, I think he's under the impression that no matter what, because Father has gotten us through everything, Lou, everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tough times. And I told him, you're on a free ride. But eventually I'll be gone and that free ride's going to be over.
Yeah.
He believes because he's with me, he's safe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he believes, because he's the kind of person that can't handle any stress. And any stress that comes out, the demons come out. And who
right.
do they attack? Me.
Right.
Me. Okay?
Right.
I finally came back to Father. It's now 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
100%. 2.5 years ago. And I got my answers to all the questions, most of the questions that I had as I went through life. Finally,
right.
I realized he told me about 9/11. You know, All this stuff was like, it was all coming to me. You kept me out of the church. You kept me protected, Lou.
Yeah.
He protected me all my life.
Absolutely.
I was protected. I was protected.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise God for that.
yeah, I
okay.
mean.
But then, you know, here I am because I have lupus, fibromyalgia,
okay.
rheumatoid mm-hmm. arthritis. I also have, hypothyroidism, where I have these nodules. This is why my throat and my voice is the way it is right now. Because they are pressing against my vocal cords. Okay.
Yeah.
I have something going on in my gut. Okay, where I have two lumps in there on both sides. Whatever. I just went through a very, very bad. I have no insurance. I have nothing. I did just recently finally get to go to my hearing for my disability. And I finally got there, and I got it right there immediately. They're giving me
how long was that? Was that like a big fight for years upon years?
Over 2 years.
That seems to me, anyways, to be normal, because my wife that passed away.
It was supposed to be a year and a half. Yeah, it was supposed to be a year and a half left. But it took over 2 years because it was in September of 2006. So
okay.
I just got it. I just had to go in front of the judge.
Right.
Which I can get into it about that, but I'm not going to. That's where Father's leading me in that direction now.
We go where he leads you. It's your testimony, so wherever you want to go with it.
I don't have enough knowledge about that. Yeah, but I don't have enough knowledge about that. I'm being taught things now, okay?
Yep.
That's why I'm not going to speak on that right now.
So let me ask you a question. Now, you got that word from God, and you totally sort of forgot about it. It didn't come to you. Now, did it all start clicking about 2.5 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so when you made a decision to go all in, all of a sudden?
Everything, yeah. I mean, it was coming to me. There was things going on because I worked in a pharmacy.
Okay.
Okay. I was a pharmacy tech. I used to actually own a pharmacy in New York. But I was a pharmacy tech for over 30 years.
Okay.
And I was seeing things in the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing people changing. I was seeing, and then the kids that I worked with were good kids.
Yeah.
Which were very rare, very rare. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because let me tell you, my kids were not good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would compliment them, and I would apologize to them for the world being the way they are. And I would say, I am really sorry. I am really sorry that you have to grow up like this.
Yeah. What a compassionate thing. That's awesome.
Yeah. This was, yeah. I mean, it just was coming out of, it comes out of me. And I'm like, I was seeing things, but I wasn't connecting anything. And I was seeing people, how dumb they were getting.
Mm-hmm.
Adults to the point where I would say, how did they make it to this age? I'm serious.
That's everywhere now. It's terrible. It really is.
I saw so many people die. Yeah, I saw so many people die.
Yeah.
Okay? I saw them on the drugs.
Right.
I am so highly against all of these drugs, because these drugs are made for when you are dying.
Absolutely.
Okay?
The oxycodone, OxyContin, that is an end.
It's,
to me, it is.
It is. No, that's what it's supposed to be for. And the whole story behind how those drugs work, okay?
Yeah.
I knew how they worked. And I would see normal people. They'd have a backache. The doctor would prescribe these things for a backache.
Right.
And I saw what would happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd become these junkies and drug addicts. Didn't matter if they had kids. They were under the control of the pharmacy, of the drug.
Right, right. Illegal pusher.
It was horrific. I get, when I hear something, okay, about somebody getting surgery and the doctor puts them on that, I get really mad. It comes out of me like bone. I'm like, what? What do you mean the doctor's putting you on? Don't you take that stuff?
Right. I mean, it's serious. I was hooked on them. I was hooked on them, and not during my back surgeries, but before I had surgeries for a period. And my wife had to take a lot of it because of her issues, which I think was warranted. But still, in the end, I think that drug played a big part in her passing away, just because of what it does to your body, you know, physically. But I understand what you're saying. I've had five surgeries, and I had left the hospital once with a prescription. And I told them, just 5 milligrams, that's all. No, you're going to need more. I go, nope, 5. Because I've been through withdrawals from heroin, okay? And that is painful, man. It really is. And it's bad enough with anesthesia and things, going home and shaking and twitching from that. But to then have the meds, people get hooked. You know?
Yeah, most people can't. Most people
cannot. No one can control it. You know?
Control it. And it's because of what it does to your mind. And it makes you believe you're in pain and you're not. And you're not.
Well, exactly. It does that. But how can anyone deny that something that will be euphoric to you and make you feel better, that you won't keep wanting that, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
One thing about pain, okay, we have to realize, you know, we're in these bodies that, you know, thin bodies. And we have to realize, you know, your body does certain things, okay? And when you're in pain, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the way of the body itself dealing
with it. It's a warning.
It's doing something. It's fixing it. It's warning you. It's doing what it needs to do. Okay? When I was younger, I was in a really bad car accident. Okay, this is another time that Father saved my life.
Okay.
Okay. I should have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my pelvis in 2 places. My ribs were broken, didn't even know it because the pain was so excruciating from the pelvis. It took 2 weeks to find out I had broken ribs.
Wow.
When the paramedics got there at the accident, they thought for sure I was dead.
Huh.
Just because of the accident, the way it was, where I was hit. I was hit right in the driver's side door.
Yeah, a mechanism of injury.
When they heard me, they were cheering, Lou. They were having a party. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have a bullet put to my brain.
Right.
I did. I told them. I said, I'm lucky. This is lucky. I said, you should take a gun right now and you blow my brains out. This is not lucky.
Yeah.
And when I was in the hospital, I couldn't move. And they had to change the bed with me in it. And it was so bad. The pain was so excruciating.
Uh-huh.
And they would give me an injection or whatever. It didn't help. It didn't take that pain away, Lou. It never took it away.
Yeah.
And I was like, they stuck me and kept sticking me like every 15 minutes to take blood. I didn't know anything that was going on. They weren't telling me nothing.
Yeah. Was this like intensive care maybe or?
Oh, they were ready to take me in for surgery.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that. They weren't telling me anything. And what happened was the doctor saw something going on in my blood.
Okay.
And they were ready. They had this, they got the room ready. They were ready. They were coming to get me.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed a hold of them and said, don't do it yet. And they're like, what do you mean don't do it yet? Give her 15 minutes. He goes, they're like, she can be dead in 15 minutes. Are you kidding me? He goes, no, trust me. Trust me on this. He goes, I see something going on in her blood.
Okay.
They're like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. He goes, but there's something happening. He goes, there's something happening. Trust me, give her 15 minutes. If in 15 minutes it's not better, then take her in. So they told him, they said, you know what? If she dies, it's on your head.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Because they were coming to get me. So he was like, fine. Well, I wanted to get out of the hospital, Lou.
Yeah.
I was only in there. I can't stand hospitals. All right?
Yeah, me neither.
I was only in there 4 days. Okay?
Yeah.
And they said, I'm like, how do I get out of here? They said, you have to get up, get on crutches, walk down the hall, go up 4 stairs, come back down, and go back to your room. I haven't even gotten up. I couldn't even sit up. Okay?
Yeah.
And I said, that's what I have to do? You get me the crutches. They're like, are you kidding me? You haven't even sat up yet. You get me those crutches.
Yeah.
And I get on those crutches, Lou, and I refuse to let anybody to see what kind of pain I was in.
Right.
And I did the whole thing, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I got back to the room. I stood in front of the bed. I said, I can go home now. I handed her the crutches. She left the room. I fell on the bed in tears.
You must have been in so much pain.
I was. I would pass out. I would black out.
Wow.
I refused to take pain medication. I would not take any.
Mm-hmm.
No pain meds. I was like, no. Refused. Took me a year to get off of crutches. If I could go through that kind of pain, which is worse than childbirth, okay, without pain meds, give me a break.
Right.
And that
was only one time. Well, that's testimony.
That was only one time. And the doctor told me when he was releasing me. Now, back then, I was a bodybuilder, okay? I was a big-time bodybuilder. I was so obsessed for months. Didn't know why I was so obsessed with working out. Well, obviously, body was preparing
addiction.
Me for the impact. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, maybe. Yeah. That's a good point, man. Wow.
I've never had that obsession again, Lou. I do work out. I've actually done when I was like 5-6 years ago, I did a huge bikini contest, and I worked out then. But I was never obsessed like I was then. Okay?
It was a reason.
I wanted to do it because, there was a reason for that. And he says to me, he goes, I don't know if you believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Or it's just the sheer fit body that you have right now.
Okay.
But you should be dead.
Hallelujah, man.
He's the one that told me the whole thing. He goes, you should be dead right now. And I said, I believe in miracles.
Yeah.
So, like I said, he's been there protecting me.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing and everything, it seems like, he's been with you. Just like that poem. Remember that poem, Walking in the Sand or whatever, Footsteps or whatever? You look back and only see one set of footprints, but that's what I'm getting. I'm getting that feeling.
It's hanging in my laundry room, actually.
Yeah.
On a clock that doesn't even work anymore.
Jesus, though.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. Well, it's believable to me, but some people it might not. Because you're. Well, how do I want to put this?
you're living in your life, okay? And a lot of people, when they come to Christ and they want to serve God, and they get this thing that it's just going to be all roses and peachy and so on and so forth. And now you're giving the testimony that every day, like, you have an onslaught of things that you have to deal with, but you're able to deal with them because of the Father, right?
There's only one reason. I can't do this. It
right.
followed me through my whole life, even up to now, Lou.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Father has taken care of me. Very good care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want for nothing. It's Amen. A struggle. It's a struggle every day. It's been a struggle for me not working. Me not working 2.5 years, that's a whole other story of why I was taken out of there.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a whole other story. I've got so many, like I said, you wouldn't believe it. I could write a book. I could do a movie. I mean.
Hey, I don't know. Yeah.
But this is all because of my life. It's because of Jesus. And he has taken care of me. And yes, it's a struggle. It continues to be a struggle. Satan will attack your body because he has every right to do so. Every right. The flesh belongs to him. It belongs to him.
Yeah.
But.
Are you still there?
I apologize. We had technical difficulties. Let's get back to the show.
That intro off, but that's all right. Not a problem. All right. Kim, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yay! Woohoo! I have no idea what happened. I really don't. That was crazy. I don't know if it was my computer connection, you know, or if it was my microphone, but I got it all reboot now. So
I'm used to that. That happens all the time.
I'm not. My life is perfect. This is wrong. my life is far from perfect, man. So,
you know what we're dealing with. Okay.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely. Absolutely. Powerful testimonies, you know. Can't touch this.
Right.
Yeah, I plead the blood of Jesus over this show right now. Amen.
Amen.
So, all right. So we were talking about, what were we talking about? All the meds and the pain, and you went to the hospital, and you got out of the hospital, and you were able to endure all that pain, and now with Jesus, you're able to endure all kinds of things that you're going through on a daily basis, whether it's pain or a rebellious husband or whatever it is. You're just marching on.
Yep.
The finances.
You name it.
Yeah. Now,
I have 100% trust in Father.
Amen.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know, some people say, well, you should be healed 100%. Father wants me to be healed.
Exactly.
I accept my healing a long time ago. Okay, I know it was done already.
Hallelujah.
I know all of it. But do I believe it could be other reasons for it? Yeah. Most definitely.
Good thing.
I just went through a very bad thing that I should have went to the hospital.
Okay.
And Tina knows. Tina couldn't believe the pain I was in. She couldn't believe it. It was so bad. And I laid here crying to the point where, I mean, just crying to Jesus to please just take this. If you don't heal me of everything, just take this pain away from me because I can't live this way. I could not live this way. It put me down.
Right.
and Tina was praying for me too.
Okay.
And then finally, it was like 3 days that I was suffering so bad.
Yeah.
And then gone.
Just like that.
Gone. I was like, what is it? What's causing this? Now,
right.
I had had a problem eating regular food.
Okay.
Okay. I would cramp. And that was going on for a while. So anytime I ate, I would get really bad cramps. It'd start in my stomach and then go down into my intestinal tract.
Okay.
Very uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden, it just got so bad. Now I was eating a lot of ice cream all the time because I could eat that and I wasn't having any problems. I could always rely on that. Okay. Always rely on that. I could eat ice cream. Oh, great. That's my favorite thing to eat anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would be eating that, you know. Well, it turned around, Lou. I can't eat the ice cream now. I can eat the regular food.
Lactose thing.
You need regular food to survive, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It turned around. So when I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? That something's wrong. Because I was eating the ice cream. It was the ice cream and the cheese and the milk all of a sudden causing me these such severe pain that I should have been in the hospital. I should have been in a hospital. Okay? But I can't go to the hospital. I have no insurance. I have no insurance. And I'm not about to step foot in a hospital and wind up leaving my husband with all this debt. I'm not going to do that. I'm like, Father's going to have to deal with this. Well, Father turned it around. I wasn't able to eat regular food, and I need that to survive.
Yeah.
Well, I can eat regular food now, Lou.
Yeah,
I can eat it. Yeah.
So
yep.
It was
I'm
a
like,
3-day transition.
I'm like,
period.
Father, this is. I'm like, Father, this is not right. I'm like,
you took
I
ice cream away from me.
Now. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I have a buddy that has an issue with milk and stuff. Yeah. Well, hey, you know what?
He's
for a good reason.
Of it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so scared of it now. You don't know.
Yeah. Why don't
I
you just take
it,
a knife and
I'm
stop
scared.
Stabbing your stomach? You know.
Yep. So now I can eat the regular food and I have no problems. No cramping, no nothing anymore. Yeah.
Well, that
praise God. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, your thing.
And the other
food.
Weird thing?
Oh, go ahead. Well, I was going to ask you.
That, yeah.
Well, I'll do the weird thing first and then I'll ask you. Go ahead. The other weird thing.
Okay. The other weird thing that's happened to me just recently.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. Now, I'm supposed to wear glasses, okay?
Okay.
And I refuse to wear glasses all my life.
Okay.
So I'll only wear them when necessary, like when I'm driving, you know, because I want to know so I can see the signs and all that.
Sure.
And especially at night. Especially at night, I couldn't drive without my glasses because I get night blindness and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with my husband at one of his jobs.
Okay.
I was just over there, and it was at night, so we were leaving. And I'm driving behind him, and I have my glasses on. I automatically put them on because I know I can't see at night. Well, I'm looking at the back of his truck, and I'm like, why is it so fuzzy? And I'm like, I cleaned the glasses. So I put the glasses downward. And I'm looking, and I can see his back lights clearly and everything else. All of a sudden, I can see the details.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. So I put my glasses back on, right? And it's blurry.
Yeah.
So I put them back down, and I'm like, wait a minute. I don't need these glasses.
Hallelujah.
Oh. I don't know if it's 2020,
goodness.
But I can see clear and crisp. I can read signs. My husband's like, he knows that I was, like, blind. And the other night we were driving. He was driving. And we're going down the road. I'm like, you see the building? And I read the name on the building. You see the sign?
Yeah.
And I read the name on the sign. He goes, I don't know
and
how
no
this
glasses.
Is happening. No glasses.
Praise God.
I said,
God's restoring things
clear.
To you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, yes. Man. That's awesome.
Yes. 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 Not even asking. Not even asking for it. You know, I've laid everything at his feet. The thing is, you have to lay it at his feet and trust that he's going to take care of it. And not continuously ask him for it. Because then you're not trusting in him.
Right.
You're not trusting in him. You got to trust fully. You got to say, Father, I'm done with this. This is yours. Okay? I can't do it. I know I can't do it. You are the only one that can do it. I'm going to leave this here, and you do what you will.
Right.
And you leave it there.
That is faith.
You got to leave it there. You have to.
Amen.
And don't go back and pick
back.
It up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Because if you do, that's not faith.
Right.
That's not faith. And I've had to do that with all my children. It
mm-hmm.
was hard. It's
yeah.
very hard. You know, you just want them to be saved. You just want them to come to heaven. But the truth of the matter, they don't belong to you.
Nope.
You're responsible for you. You
exactly.
and only you. Okay? You're not responsible
mm-hmm.
for them. You can tell them things, but that's it. They don't belong
yeah.
to you. Yes, I gave birth to them, but they're not mine. They're Father's.
Exactly.
They're Father's.
Exactly.
They're not really my children.
Truth.
They're not.
That's all truth. That is truth.
Amen.
And that's what people have to realize. And it makes it, oh, wow, I've got so much peace now.
Yeah.
I was like a wreck thinking,
right.
oh, the rapture's coming and my family's not saved. Oh, my. But, oh, yeah. Crying there like a big baby to Father. Why won't people listen to me? Why? Why won't they listen? You know what he says to me, Lou? How do you think I feel?
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
That's
nah,
when you shut up and
yeah.
you say, oh, 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 oh. Okay, my foot's
yeah.
in my mouth now, you know. Really.
But it's so true.
Imagine.
It really is.
We can't imagine how he feels. How long
no.
he's been watching all this stuff. Everything that he knows. Yeah, he's revealing things now little by little that have always been there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're getting the knowledge of it now.
But
you know,
do you think
now
that...
now's the thing? Are you open to it? Are you? There's a lot of Christians that aren't. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But
there
do you
are
think
a lot
that
bothers
we're...
that bothers me. And when I see somebody that actually starts talking about the same thing, or I get so happy, so overjoyed. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's
like
a confirmation.
They're seeing it. Yeah, well, but they're seeing what Father's showing. There's a lot of Christians that have shut down, Lou.
Yeah, I know that.
They have shut down. They have, and like I told Tina the other day, the feeling I was getting was, like, I'll give you an example of numbers. There was 100 born-again Christians, true born-again
yeah.
Christians. Christ believers, okay, that believe that Jesus is Father in the flesh.
Okay.
There was 100 of them. There was 100 of them, and now there's only 3. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Now. And it's hard to think about. It's very hard to think about it because I'm like, I feel alone. I feel, you know. You just feel it. You feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel it. It's hard to explain. It's just a feeling
yeah.
in your spirit that you get.
Right.
And it's sad. And it's sad. Tina's also feeling the same way.
Hmm.
Okay? We're both
yeah.
feeling the same thing. And she doesn't know how to express herself.
Right, right.
And
well,
when
so
it starts happening to me...
For everyone listening,
yeah.
Tina is your friend that lives in Ohio, and you're in constant communication. Not constant, but you talk a lot, you're friends, and sometimes you go on her YouTube channel and you
yeah.
guys discuss certain topics and things like that, just so people know that, you know, who Tina is.
Yeah, I'm Kimba. That's who I am. Yeah.
You're Kimba.
That's what she called. Yeah.
Yep.
I've been Kimba all my life. All my life, the white lion. I've been that
Oh, that's the nickname
from the time I was a child. Kimba the White Lion, all my life. And I always refer to myself as Kimba, the White Lion.
I didn't know that. I'm going to call you Kimba from now on.
I don't know why, but I have. I think it has something to do with father, you know. I believe it does. Because it's something that I've always related to.
Right.
Throughout my life. So, and the weird thing was, let me tell you, my sister went and did that. Years ago, my mom used to do Bible study.
Okay.
And they were checking out about tribes and stuff. She got a word from the Holy Spirit that my family is from the tribe of Judah.
Okay.
Now, this was when I was a kid. So my sister did the DNA test, okay, like they're doing today. Okay.
23andMe or whatever.
Father told me absolutely not.
No.
And when my sister said she was, And when my sister said she was doing it, I said, "You're doing what? Did father say that you could do that?"
Yeah.
But she did it. She did it anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a confirmation, Lou.
Okay, so you have confirmation that, wow.
Yes, for the tribe of Judah.
Wow, that's amazing that, you know, you're hearing that. Things like that are being revealed to you, and then they're coming to pass.
Yes, this is how it's been all my life. And it could take 30 years for something to come to pass, but it does.
It does, yeah. God's word is true.
Oh, it most certainly does. It most certainly does. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's weird that my sister did it, but I guess it's okay because we have different fathers. We have the same mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this was through my mother's side, okay?
Okay,
this
tribe
of Judah. And that's what my mother was told when I was a child.
Wow.
So when Dawny told me, I said, "Are you kidding me?" Because she called me and told me. I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "Isn't that what the Holy Spirit told Mom years ago?" And she goes, "Yes." And I'm like, "Wow."
That is so cool.
It's true. So it's weird that I have always saw myself as a lion, a white lion.
Wow.
It's just something.
That's awesome.
It's just all these things. And like you said, they come together.
Yeah.
It took how many years, but they're coming together. There's still a little bit more out there, whatever, and I know that'll come together too.
Right. Right. And there's probably things that you don't even remember that when they happen, it might click, you know, like, "Hey, wait a second."
Yes, that's exactly what goes on. And let me tell you something, okay? I'm going to tell you what the Holy Spirit told me when the election was going on with Trump and Hillary. Okay?
Okay.
I was very much against Hillary and very much against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have never liked Trump. I don't know why, but it's deep down in my soul.
Yeah.
Okay? And when I found out that we had those choices, I said, "We have no choice." I was so mad. And this is before I came 100% back to father. Okay, I was still working at that point.
Okay.
And I voted for Trump. I was like, I don't know who to vote for. Well, I was coming back to father. That's what happened. I came back. I came back. This is when I came back. Okay, Lil? And I'm standing in the garage, and the election is going on, right? And everybody, of course, you know, my husband wants Trump, whatever. I had voted for Trump. As soon as I voted for him, I walked out of there saying, "Father, I hope I did the right thing. Please, I hope I did the right thing." Well, here's the election going on. And I'm like, "What's going to happen, Father?" You know, because it was looking like Hillary was going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm standing there, and here's what I hear. Trump will win, then a great deception.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Trump will win, then a great deception. So.
Yep.
Now we got to figure out.
I'm not going to put myself in there, okay? I will not put myself in there, okay?
Yeah.
But things are being revealed to me now. Okay, because
right.
I'm like, I don't know. I told Tina, I said, I don't know what the great deception, that deception is going to be. I don't know where that deception is coming from. I don't know. I just know this is what I was told. I said,
well, like
I know
you said,
it will be revealed to me.
Put it at his feet and walk away because, I mean, you already know, but you can go start chasing rabbit holes and totally become disassociated with God. Yeah.
Yes, we have to remember this. We hear good, we hear evil.
Mm-hmm.
We hear both. I don't
right.
care who you are.
Yeah.
You think that you have your own mind? Think again. Think again. Every little thing that comes in, you hear little things like, you know, you really don't want to do that show because you're stupid, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice when you have a clear mind.
Absolutely.
But you know what? He's always there, okay? He's there. He's talking in your mind. And a lot of times you'll take it as you think it's your thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your thought at all. It is not your thought.
Yeah.
I don't want this human mind involved with any of Father's business.
Right. You don't want the carnal mind. No way.
I can't think, Lou. I have done nothing in my life. And anything that I have done in my life myself, it's always failed. Okay?
No.
There is nothing
too,
I can do. Nothing. And people don't get that.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. Okay.
Yeah, when
there's
when
absolutely
I'm involved,
nothing.
It's no good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's simple, but it's not. Because you have to realize what you're hearing, and it's not you. It's not really your thought. Those thoughts are being put there. Trust me.
Yeah.
He used to do that to me when I was a kid. I had a very bad when I was young. It was. Very bad school experience.
Yeah.
The highest grade I completed was eighth grade that I passed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They pushed me. I get into ninth grade. I failed. They pushed me in the high school.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I failed, they pushed me in. Okay. And from that point on, I was in school, but I wasn't. I was out smoking dope.
Sound like me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm doing drugs. I created a girl gang and on and on and on and on. Doing my alcohol straight to Jack Daniels in the morning on the way to school. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did all the time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I had my daughter and I came back home to my mom, I was determined to get my high school diploma. So I went and I took the GED.
Right.
I was out of school for over 2 years, and I still graduated the same time I would have if I was in high school.
Yeah, because I've heard of people doing that. They drop out, but then they can take the GED, and I've heard that the GED is harder than, school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My wife did that.
I took 6 months of classes. Yep.
Yeah.
I took
my
six
wife
months
did
of
that.
Classes. Mm-hmm. I took six
yeah,
months
she...
of classes. I think the test was like 6 hours long. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am not the kind of person that does books, okay?
Right.
No way. I'll Christmas tree my test. And I did it. I Christmas tree my test, even. I did. But I passed with pretty high score. You know, that's not me.
No, that's not me. It's God's hand was on your life.
I'm stupid.
I graduated and I shouldn't know. I don't know how, but I know that
God was there. God was carrying me and pulling me through. And I can see now when I look back, I can see why everything specifically happened. You know, because sometimes you'll sit and people will say, you know, I want things to be different. And even when I'm going through bad times, I don't want it to be different, because if it's different, that means I have to regret any part of my past. And I don't. They were all learning experiences, going through the hard parts and everything. They all made me who I am today. And I see God's hand in everything that I've been through. You know, with my marriage, I was married for 30 years and, you know, 20-something of it. My wife was deathly ill through it. And, you know, and how he just carried her and I through it. And like you said, with healing, you know, people say you don't have faith to my wife. And my wife was like 100% sold out.
I know.
She trusted
Jesus. I don't
like
when they do that. That is bad. That is horrible that somebody could say that to someone. That is just horrible.
Yeah, but you know what?
They will be right in front of God, okay, and answering for that.
But my wife told me, and she said, you know, I'm not sure why the healing's not coming, but if I pass away, I'll have a resurrected body. I'll be made whole. And I'm like, you will, hon. And she passed away, and that stuck with me that she said that. And I'm like, man, she has her healing now. Hallelujah. Yeah.
She has more than her healing, baby, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's like I say now, if something happens to me and I die, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd rather go home.
Right.
I would rather go home. And if somebody that I know, what makes me sad is when somebody passes, it makes me sad if they didn't know Jesus.
Oh, absolutely, because you know what's
that
going on as far as in the spiritual realm, you know?
But then we also at the same time have to remember that if they belong to Father, they will be with Father.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. Okay?
I can't account for anyone except myself, you know?
Exactly.
Like you said earlier, you know, it's us.
But when someone passes now, like I had to put my cat down, and I've had year after year after year animals I've had to put down. Tough times. Even my mom passed away. You know what?
What?
I mourned for maybe a day. And I'm in total peace.
Amen.
Because I know where they are. I know where they are. And you know what? I am happy for them.
Yeah.
I am overjoyed, happy for them. Actually, I'm jealous. I know, but it's like, that's not fair. You know, you got it all going on now.
But that's because of the hope that we have. We have a great hope, you know. It's there. And
mine's gone from hope to reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine has gone from hope to reality.
Yeah.
That is what's real. What we live right now on this earth is not.
No,
we don't look at it as that. We are the aliens here.
Yeah, Bible says we're aliens.
We are the light.
Yeah.
We are the only light here.
Praise Jesus.
Okay.
Yep, we are.
Yeah.
I know. You're not telling me anything. I don't know. We are the only light. We are the only light in the darkness because I don't see it anywhere else.
Yeah, and they're trying to steal it. They're trying to destroy it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, guess what? We win.
We win.
I don't care what it looks like. I don't care
what
it looks like. I don't care
if
it looks like we're losing, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care if they wipe us clear off the face of the earth. We
it's
still win.
It's predetermined. It's already determined. We win. So it's all good, man.
Yep.
All right. I gotta wrap it up because I'm trying to keep it within a time frame. So I should be okay with being able to edit some of it and everything. But anyhow, so what's the last thing you'd have to tell everyone? What would you like to tell everyone?
Just trust in Jesus 100%.
Amen.
Amen. 100% with your all. With your all. Yeah. He will take care of everything.
Yep.
Keep yourself out of it.
I think that is the best advice, is keep yourself out of it. You know, I was telling one of my stepdaughters, I said, you know what? When things come against you, you have to make believe it's you have a fishing net, and the holes in the net are really big, because all you want to catch is the good things, and the good things are really big. You want all the bad things to flow through it, because once you catch that bad thing, you own it, you know? And it's sort of a simplistic way of saying let it go, you know? Just don't hold on to it, because it becomes like a cancer, and it will eat you up. So,
yes, it will. It'll interfere with your walk.
Yes, it will.
Father won't be able to reveal to you what he needs to.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you're going to get revelation after revelation after revelation. Okay? It doesn't mean that at all. You can go through a period of time where you hear nothing.
Right.
But you have to remember, that's okay. He's giving me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what you know, he's giving me a break. He's letting my mind rest. Because I know when he's ready, it's coming.
Yep. Absolutely.
Don't sit there and go, how come I haven't heard from you? How come I feel like you left me? How come? That's what people do.
Yeah, I know.
Men and women, I should say men and women, because people mean another thing. Like I said, that's the other thing that's being revealed to me right now. So not going to get into that.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry, Father, it's men and women. There's no such thing as people. Sorry. Okay.
People. All right, sis. Well, I guess we'll leave it at that. You know, you don't have a website and all that other stuff, you know. And
no, I will be doing shows with Tina. Actually,
okay,
we're going to do a show with we're doing a show with Armor Up, all three of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I had seen
doing
something.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. So I'm not sure when, but we will be doing it. As soon as we find out everything, I guess, whatever, we'll let you know. And will be doing it, yeah. Yeah,
Well, you could let me know.
There'll be a number of things being discussed besides the Noah Hyde laws.
Yep. All right.
Watch out for the Noah Hyde laws, people. They're coming right up your backside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Noah Hyde laws, if you want to look into that, you can go Google it and check it out. I'm going to put a link that you had. I'll put it on in the show information here so people can go look at it.
Well, you know what, Lou, we have to remember, they're sending us in all different directions, making us concentrate. And right now, the only concentration on this kind of stuff is on the Muslims.
Yeah.
And meantime, this is already signed into our laws.
Yeah.
It's in our laws under Education Day USA. It has nothing to do with education. And Trump has signed it, and he's about to sign it again in March.
Yep. And
okay.
They're all part of a thing.
They're all part of it. We're all part of the big play, and that's all it is. And they're turning us against each other. That's the bottom line.
Divide and conquer.
And people don't do it. Well, I also found out about that. You know how they go MAGA? They wear the MAGA hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what they do now? Listen to this. They are now saying MAGA OK sign. The MAGA OK sign is the 666 sign.
Oh, the OK, yeah. Well, that's what OK is. That's three sixes.
With the MAGAs now, with them now, they're using the 666 sign. They're all flipping it now. They adopted it as the MAGA OK sign.
Yeah, it's, you know, like you said, we're waiting to go home,
Trust no man.
Trust
no
man.
And I'm not kidding. No one, because Satan
can
use anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly. No man. No man. I don't care who they are. I don't care if somebody says that Trump was put in there by God, that he's Cyrus. Well, did anybody ever take a look at who Cyrus was?
Yeah.
God can use people. Okay.
Yeah.
This
God uses anybody. Anybody.
And maybe not the way you think, because you think God is using him. You think it's all going to be holy. Okay. This has to be ushered in one way or another. It has to be.
Right. Exactly.
It has to be.
And it will.
That doesn't make Trump holy.
No.
And the evangelicals support. Yeah, the evangelicals that are praying for him support. Yeah, well, the evangelicals that he have come in there and pray all the time with him,
yeah.
They support the Noahide law, which decapitates us Christians.
Yeah, well, this is why they have, the storehouses full of guillotines.
With the guillotines,
that they,
yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there's pictures there. This is why they have all those caskets. Those it's just like these plastic caskets. And then there's actually acres of land that were already turned into burial plots. It's one complete plot where it's what do they call them there? The housing that they put caskets in. And they said they could put three or four of those disposable caskets in each one of these spots. And I'm telling you, it's acres, and it's all concrete. And all they got to do is go pull it up, throw the caskets in there, and just keep going. And it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
I saw that over 2 years ago. Yeah, I saw that. And then they also have those caskets that are big, and they could put like 5 bodies in them, and they fold over when they put them in the cremation thing so they don't stink.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Time to wake up, and as they say, smell the roses.
Well,
but yeah, people
Christ,
need to be
okay.
A little more aware.
The body of Christ can't come against it unless they have knowledge about it. I'm not saying to live your life in fear and focused on that 100%. Okay, but the bottom line is, we all have to know what's going on. We all have to pray.
Yeah.
You know, if we do nothing, it's this is exactly,
Yeah. Well, I think we have a responsibility to know.
Yeah, it's not going
to
stop it. It's not going to stop it.
Nope.
But you know what? If we do nothing, we're not going to get the blessings that we, that we're supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, we all have a responsibility.
Everybody's chasing their tail.
And
yeah, everyone's
chasing
their tail.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
it's sad,
you know.
But they are. They are. They're chasing their tail. They're not seeing where it is with the truth, you know? And that's all I want.
Part of it. It's part of a deception is to have people chasing around after things. And like we talked about earlier, it takes your whole focus off of the Father, period.
Well, we can't comprehend, okay?
No,
I
don't
want
to comprehend
any of this. The great deception and everything else, we got to remember something. It took place in heaven before it came down here.
Okay.
It all happened already. That's why Father knows the beginning from the end. We are playing it out right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we can't fathom that.
Nope.
But once you realize that everything took place up there, then you'll start to see more.
Yeah, well, it's like I always say, I don't want to see the spiritual realm of things, because if I could see it, I'd probably have a heart attack and die, of the actual wars that are going on between good and evil around us,
Well, that's why people's hearts are going to fail them for what's coming on the dirt.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be seen. Hopefully we're not here. But if we are, you want to know what? We'll be able to stand, okay?
Yeah.
Because Father will be with us. It won't us a heart attack. So
he'll go before us, and like he always does. He always goes before us in battle. And we just have to, like you said, lay it at his feet and let him lead. It's when we try to lead is when we fail.
Well, you know, even if you use your common sense, he created everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't fathom that.
No, so, I can't.
So keep yourself out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, kiddo. We're going to wrap it up there. But I appreciate you taking the time to come on. I apologize with the little hiccups there and everything. Hopefully I can edit some of that out. But I really appreciate you taking the time and coming on and telling us your testimony. It was awesome.
Hey, thanks for having me. And, you know, if you ever want me on again, you know, like I said, I've got plenty.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have plenty, but, you know, I think the testimony of just your whole life, God carrying you through, and you can, you know, and things are still coming to pass, is just awesome. And I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. I really do.
And thanks for having me. Like,
it's
I really enjoyed it.
Kimba. All right, Kimba.
Yeah.
All right, kiddo. Hey, I will be talking to you. Okay? Take care.
Okay. Take care.
All
love
right.
You guys all.
Yeah. Love you too. See you later in Christ. Amen.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Amen. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. That was Kimmy.
Kimba. Kimba down in Florida. And if for some reason you would like to get a hold of her, you can get a hold of me and I will pass a message along to her. And otherwise, we're really appreciative that she came on the show. And I will be trying to make the show as problem-free as possible. All right, so, hey, this is your host for Christians Like Us, Red Words Lou. We appreciate you listening in. And we'll see you again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock for another guest, another person with a testimony of Christ Jesus.